Thank you, coordinator. May we please have slide number one, please? Thank you. Since April 2014, the anti-terrorist operation is being carried out in the Donetsk and Luhansk regions of Ukraine in order to stop the spread of separatist movements, return control over occupied territories, resume civil order, and stabilize work of the local authorities. Next slide, please. In the course of the anti-terrorist operation, different types of ammunition are used, including engineering ones. In modern conditions, it is of great importance to observe rules of use of engineering ammunition due to the fact that these weapons pose potential danger to civilian population. Next slide, please. Compliance with these rules determines Protocol 2 of the CCW, which Ukraine ratified on June 15, 2004. Our country fully complies with its obligations under the protocol. The armed forces of Ukraine are constantly working on the implementation of the provisions of the protocol. Appropriate changes have been made to relevant regulations, the main of which is the guide on the application of engineering ammunition in the Ukrainian Ministry of Defense and Armed Forces of Ukraine, approved by the Ministry of Defense of Ukraine in 2010. Also, appropriate changes have been made to training programs. Next slide, please. In addition, Ukrainian troops strictly adhere to the technical annex to the protocol. Engineering ammunition is used only in command detonate mode. When minefields are set, it is mandatory to maintain and store accounting documentation, namely cards and forms of minefields, which also correspond to the provisions of Protocol 2. Next slide, please. The armed forces of Ukraine mark sites contaminated with explosive ordnance. The marking is carried out according to legal acts, which corresponds to the provisions of the protocol, as well as international standards, which are currently being implemented in the state on national level. Next slide, please. In case of impossibility of marking sites contaminated with explosive ordnance with conventional signs, alternative means of marking are used, which involve all available objects, plastic bottles, branches, stones, and other objects, set so that the contamination area is evident. Next slide, please. Great importance is given to informing the population about the risks of mines and explosive remnants of war in the liberated territories. This work is carried out with the involvement of the armed forces of Ukraine, the State Emergency Service, the National Police, non-governmental organizations, Hello Trust, DDG, the Red Cross, UNICEF, and includes information work in schools, higher educational institutions and enterprises, relevant work with the mass media, informing local authorities about the conditions of demining operations, spreading information among the local population and troops, as well as conducting mine safety training. Next slide, please. In contrast, I would like to mention that since the beginning of the anti-terrorist operation and to this day, illegal armed groups use engineering ammunition in gross violation of the provisions of the protocol. These groups use anti-personnel mines types POMZ-2M, OZM-72, and MON-50 in victim-activated mode. These munitions are set by terrorists unsystematically, including in civilian areas without proper labeling, which further leads to injury and death of not only soldiers, but also civilians. Often children are killed by these mines. Next slide, please. The deminers of the armed forces of Ukraine in the zone controlled by illegal armed groups have detected Soviet landmines PMN-2, which were destroyed in Ukraine in 2013. Despite the fact that, according to the provisions of the protocol, the use of PMN-2 anti-personnel mines is prohibited, illegal armed groups widely use this type of ammunition. Next slide, please. Improvised explosive devices pose a great threat to civil population and occupied and liberated territories of the southeast of Ukraine, which illegal armed groups leave behind not only in buildings and paths used by anti-terrorist operation forces, but also in places of possible gathering of people in order to wreak havoc among them. Household items, explosive substances used for mining operations, as well as unexploded ammunition are used in their production. Next slide, please. The most cynical case with which Ukrainian field engineers had to deal with are improvised explosive devices hidden in children's toys. Additionally, laboratories for the manufacture of improvised explosive devices, which are then used by terrorists for mining and the destruction of bridges, crossings, government offices and organizations, are found in the territories liberated from the illegal armed groups. Illegal armed groups often plant improvised explosive devices in crowded places. I would like to note that Ukrainian experts constantly collect and analyze experience of conducting tasks in conditions of widespread use of improvised explosive devices in so-called mine war conditions. This experience and relevant information is used by the armed forces of Ukraine in order to implement changes in counter-IED tactics, as well as transferred to other national law and enforcement agencies. In conclusion, I want to say that the CCW is an important international legal instrument, the implementation of which can significantly reduce the deadly threat from excessively injurious weapons or weapons with indiscriminate effects. Ukraine fully complies with the provisions of Protocol 2 of the CCW and actively collaborates with its states parties. Thank you.